Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Brent Bierbaum, and he is the president of the Wallace Foundation for Research and Development, the board. So good morning to you, Brent.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, Brent, an annual meeting is scheduled every year because it's an annual meeting. So what's the time, date, place for that?
It'll be our 25th annual meeting, and it's scheduled for this next week, March 2nd. It's at the Learning Center at the Armstrong Farm. It starts at 9:45. We have our speakers for the morning will be Stephen Bradley and Richard Helmick. They're both ISU environmental entomologists, and they'll be presenting a program on the update of the Iowa Monarch Conservation Consortium. And then that will be followed by agriculture economist Shane Ellis. He will be doing the crop and livestock market situation and outlook.
And the main presentations are usually finished by noon?
Yes, they're over at noon, and then there'll be a complimentary lunch, and then we'll have our annual business meeting following about 12:45. We'll be starting that.
Okay. So when you say complimentary lunch, that says to me there's probably no fee for attending this meeting.
That's correct. Just show up and we'll feed you.
Food is sort of an important part of the whole Wallace Foundation purpose. And I'm thinking people are going, okay, Wallace Foundation, that doesn't have anything to do with me. I don't have to pay attention to this. But I think, obviously, the Wallace Foundation is important to everybody in the area. Can you give us the basic purpose of the Wallace Foundation?
Well, our basic purpose, our mission statement is the foundation is to provide a framework for local people to develop and implement a plan to accelerate agriculture research, technology transfer, and rural development in this 19-county southwest Iowa.
And I've been around long enough, Brent, that I remember the discussion when this whole thing first started. And it was local people who said, we don't have a research farm from Iowa State University in southwest Iowa.
Right. Southwest Iowa is a unique area, and that's part of why we've had such success the last 25 years in southwest Iowa is because we have different soils, different climate, different markets than the rest of the state. So we've been very successful on capitalizing on those differences down here in southwest Iowa to get more research and more economic growth down here.
And, you know, part of that statement says agriculture, but we need to think about agriculture in the big picture. Of course, there's been research on a specific soybean, corn, so on. That's some of the research that's been done.
Yeah, there's fruits and vegetables, niche markets, a lot of local foods, the horticulture. We started the cutting edge technology out there with our high tunnel that we started and really helped the horticultural end of the area.
And so I think that I'm trying to kind of get people into, you know, this is for everybody who lives in southwest Iowa. You don't have to live on a farm or even have a big garden in order to say this affects me. And one of the speakers, especially, I guess I really keyed in on a couple of the speakers, the Monarch Consortium. I don't know anything about that. Do you know anything about the Monarch Consortium?
No, I do not know much about that.
That's okay. We know it's about butterflies, the monarchs. But I think it goes beyond that in terms of pollination, and that's a hot topic right now.
Right. It has a lot to do with the investigating this BT maize is what they call it, and the monarch butterfly, the significance between the two then.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I think most people go, well, they're really pretty. And I think most people know that butterflies are pollinators. But that whole field goes way beyond that. And
yeah, it has a lot to do with this pesticide resistance management that we're looking at here coming on.
Okay. So, again, it is important, I think, to everybody. And everyone is invited, correct? I mean,
right.
We don't check membership at the door.
No. We invite the public, anyone interested, and is welcome to come out.
And to find the farm, do you have those directions in front of you? I know it's close to Lewis. It is.
Coming from Atlantic, you go 12 miles southwest on Highway 6. to 525th Street. Then you go south a half a mile to Hitchcock Avenue, and then we're just a half mile east of that, and it's about a mile off of Highway 6.
And if you haven't been there, that in itself, I think, is a unique experience because the building, the Learning Center, is a representation of our area and has some unique features. So I always enjoy going there.
Yeah, it can be used for a lot more than and just farming stuff. There's a nice building there, rooms that are available for rent or for parties. And
I think they've even maybe had some wedding receptions there. I'm not sure.
It's a good environment, a good place for receptions and graduations and such.
So that's another reason that if you have not been there, you may want to go check that out to see. You might want to use it sometime in the future. Brent, you've been involved quite a long time with the on the board as a member and as president. As you look back in your young life, how many years have you been involved?
This will be my third year as president. I've been on for 10, 15 years really enjoyed helping out bring this facility along.
And just like any time in that time, 10 to 15 years, there are a lot of changes that have taken place, but that's a part of research.
Right. We have had a lot of changes. A lot of staff has changed hands. We miss our last superintendent, Bernie Havlick. He was very good. He was with us from the inception for clear back in the 90s, and we've had some good people step up to replace him and fill his shoes.
And I know a lot of people have been there on, the horticulture tour, I know, brings one group of people. You've had other agricultural conferences, and there have been visitors from all over the world, actually.
Right. It is well-renowned, and we've had a lot of people come to visit us.
Let's talk about one of the, I think, relatively new changes, and that is the embracing of the on-farm research. Talk a bit about that.
A couple years ago, we decided to expand research on the farm, more real-life situations. We hired Jim Rogers to help us with the on-farm network, get a network of producers that are willing to put real-life situations on the farm and get some research out there. We've had some very good results, and we're hoping to expand that even more to the real-life situations here in Southwest Iowa.
Okay. So we take how many acres? Do you know how many acres the Armstrong Farm is?
Our Armstrong has 400 acres.
Okay. So we got those 400 acres where research has been done in the past. But now, when you're going out to individuals' farms, you've really increased the possibilities for research.
Right. And there's a lot of situations that can't be replicated on the Wallace Farm that we can replicate out in the real world. And that's the advantage of going on farm to get that.
Okay. And one of the things when you talk about, differences, I think about part of the Armstrong Farm are some rolling hills. And that's one of the things that's a bit unique as compared to other parts of the state, the type of soil and also the terrain. And that's also true when you're going to these on other people's farms.
Right. That's one of the things that made this research farm so unique is these soils in Southwest Iowa are different than the rest of the state, and therefore it needs different management, and different results come from that.
Okay. And, of course, this is a board of people who help make decisions about this that represent these counties. And I just mentioned, I guess if somebody is really interested in being involved with the Wallace Foundation, because there are two farms involved. You know, I keep talking about the Armstrong Farm, but there is another farm involved.
Right. There's the Neely Canyon Farm in Greenfield. And that one is doing a lot of beef research and livestock, and it's very much a part of this, too.
So think about it in maybe a bigger picture than if you've just been to the Armstrong Farm. It's bigger than that. But if you need any more information, if you'd like to get involved, well, coming to the annual meeting might be a good way to get that started. And so remind us again, time, place, cost.
Yeah, the cost is free just for showing up. It'll be next Wednesday. The second, starting at 9:45, is when we'll be having it in the morning.
And it goes till about noon?
Goes till noon with the lunch, and then we'll have our annual meeting following that. It usually lasts an hour and a half or so with the annual meeting to discuss our business.
Okay, so come on out, see the Armstrong Farm if you haven't been there especially, and get some interesting information from the speakers. And if you haven't met Brent, that'll be a good chance to meet Brent also. We want to thank you very much, Brent Bierbaum, for visiting with us this morning.
All right, thank you, LaVon.
Until next time, here's the thought, don't go through life, grow through life.